Disclaimer, this show contains coarse language, terrible banter, and mature themes which may not be suitable for younger audiences. Parental guidance is advised.
What up, everybody? It's the Morning Shack Run Back for Tuesday, the 26th of March, 2020.
Oh my gosh, what a great show, by the way, man. It is my it's my last day today. I'm going to be going on a little bit of a hikoi, a little bit of a field trip up north. I'm going to be away for a couple of days, man. It's going to be good.
I'm proud of you, bro.
It's going to be good. Yeah. I'm going up north to Ahipara.
Aye.
Where my good old mate Nyx is from. She's from those ways.
Is she?
Yeah. And yeah, I'm going to go and just relax. It's been a minute since I've been on holiday, to be honest, like outside of the country. I mean, outside of the city, if anything. It's been way too long. So that's pretty much what I'm going to be getting up to while I'm away, bro. What are you getting up to while I'm away?
Doing the mahi, my bro.
Doing the mahi.
Mahi.
Put it in there, bro.
Slow the fuck down with that shit.
Put it in there.
Okay.
Put it in there. You know what? I want to have another go at this guessing game, bro. We play this little guessing game on the show.
Go on then.
Try and think of...
I'll do an object.
Okay.
Sweet.
An object. You think of it.
I've got an object. I've got something, yep.
Okay. And then we're going to count it down once I get it, okay? Yep.
Okay.
All right. Question number one. It's just loading up. Is it electronic?
No.
Can it be found in a store?
Yes.
Does it have a taste to it?
Yes, it does.
Is it a liquid?
No, it's not a liquid.
Okay, is it sweet?
No, it's not.
Does it have a relation with food?
Yes.
Ooh.
Here we go.
Does it contain cheese?
No, not at all.
Does it grow?
Yes.
Wow, these are some good questions, eh? Is it green?
Yes.
No. Is it a defensive explosive device?
No.
Oh. Is it long?
Yes.
Oh. Is it green? Is it in a jar?
No.
Ooh. Come on. Is it usually eaten cooked?
I don't know. Sometimes.
Probably? I don't know.
Probably.
Okay. Does it have a relation with interior design?
Yes.
Oh, what the heck?
Maybe, yeah.
Can we eat it by the ears?
No.
What the hell does that mean?
It's like corn.
Okay. Can it be domesticated?
Yep.
Oh. Does it have seeds?
Yes.
Oh, what the fuck? Is it spicy?
No.
There's a probably not.
I don't know.
Is it made of wood?
No.
No. What the heck? Is it red?
No. They asked me if it's green. I said yes.
Is it a hormone?
No.
What the hell? Is it smaller than a potato?
No, it's bigger than a potato.
Oh, no. Do we put it on the eyes?
No, we don't. They thought it was a cucumber. No, it's not.
Well, is it a vegetable?
Yes.
Okay. We get in there. Does it have a relationship with Indians?
Yes.
Come on. A ladyfinger?
No.
What is that?
Do you know what a ladyfinger is?
What is that?
It's a tampon. No. It's a thing. No, it's not.
Ladyfinger vegetable.
No.
Ladyfinger vegetable. Oh, no. It's like a okra.
No, it's not okra. No.
Oh, no. That was the last guess.
That's the last one. It's a cactus.
Cactus!
What the hell, man?
Damn, you got it good!
No, I got you, motherfucker.
Bitch.
I got you, fucking...
Shame, bitch.
AI? Your AI ain't shit.
Akinator, that was his name.
Yeah. I used to use Akinator all the time.
Oh, true.
I used to go, hey, I got a You give me something. And I used to do it, yeah.
There's a little bitch.
There's a Disney one too.
Oh, is there?
Yeah.
Oh, we got to play that one sometime soon, man.
Something. Fuck that, wasted everybody's time. Shit.
That was good, bro. I enjoyed that. I enjoyed that thoroughly, bro. Thank you very much. I'm out of here.
All right, we're out. Riggs has already packed his bags. He's fucked off.
I'm off.
Okay, we'll catch you guys. I don't know if I'll do a little intro tomorrow. But anyway, 103.8 New FM, Tamaki Makaurau, everywhere else, iHeartRadio, and we'll catch you online, eh? Woo!
Running amok, the morning chat with Tim, Riggs, and Gabby.
What up, what up, what up, everybody? Tuesday, the itis has hit us.
Oh, man. Oh. Oh, yeah. A little bit of a stinger this morning.
Oh, my bunions.
Oh, damn.
Ah, it's the Morning Shack. Good morning, everybody. For Tuesday, the 26th of March, 2020.
Foo, foo, foo. Oh, man. Getting into that long weekend, I can taste it. It's almost there.
Hold up. You can, because you get days. I did not know this until yesterday. Regan gets tomorrow and the day off and after that. You're a bro.
I've been saving up my days, bro. I've been going into my little pension, putting my days together, and I put them away for a rainy day. I'm out of here tomorrow, guys.
And now I'm here by myself.
But you may forget me, so, you know what? I better introduce myself just
let them know, brother. Let them know.
I go by the name of Regan, a.k.a. Robin Hood Freaks, but still the game, baby.
Give it a little, baby. Give it a little.
It's your number six boyfriend. How she been? How she doing?
Yeah, she's gone now, but are you supposed to take her to Halsey the other day?
Nah, sorry, Nans. I'm off. I'm on holiday now. It's the Big Toke, Big Smoke, a.k.a. the new age you've been saying, a.k.a. Bruce Lee, because we're going to take this thing. Who the hell are you, bro?
They call me Young Pitapit, baby, a.k.a. Gladawap.
Oh!
A.k.a. Tinfoil Tibby.
What's that?
Because I got the game wrapped up, baby.
Oh, wrap it up, wrap
you know
it
that?
Up.
They call me Tibby, Tui, Wasa, Scoop! Young Nelson, baby, I spit on fire.
Yoga flame.
Perfect.
There we go. Tibby Al Fuego, pulling up a 40 with your shorty and the gooniest of the goon squad.
Hey, yoga! Oh.
How many layers you got on right now, Regan?
I got three on me, man. But you know what I didn't do? I still wore shorts and then wear pants.
So the ventilation from the bottom.
It's just going straight up into...
into the chest area.
Into my gut. Anyways, what we got to hit me on up, man?
I got a goodie. I got a classic that I forgot about that has come through. It's five, baby. It's got that feeling. You got that feeling, bro?
I got that cold feeling, bro.
You got that feeling, my bro?
Fix me up, bro. Hey.
Nah, 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 nah.
Hey, na 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 na
here we go again with the beats. We got the hits bumping and we jumping for the seats.
And this is what you want and we're playing on the air.
Cause you know we're gonna sound so unique.
Now everybody's moving, everybody's grooving. Getting down with five when you feel your way.
Move it to the left, shake it to the right. Cause you know we're gonna keep it bumping all night. Check it out, yo, 7654321. I'm on the microphone, got you hot like the sun. Got the 1, 2, 3, I'm going to the 4. Kicking in the door
a little more if you got the feeling, jump up to the ceiling, have a make it real tonight. One if you wanna, two if you wanna, three if everything's alright. Alright, if you got the feeling, jump up to the dreaming, have a meet it down tonight. It's just round the corner, tell me if you wanna, five will make you feel alright. Hey, hey! That threw me back.
I just wanted the chorus,
nah,
to be honest.
That was good. And even just the verses, man, I was like, man, he's still coming back to me, bro.
I just wanted the yo, check it, check it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yo,
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And hot like the sun. Catch on up with each other.
What did we get up to afterwards?
You looked busy yesterday, Reese.
I didn't plan on being that busy, to be honest. I was just going to go and say hi. Nick Minute. Doing videos with my friends there. Got hit up from one of my bros, Terrell, and he was like, oh, come down and we're just shooting some stuff and come just say what's up. And I was like, oh, yeah, okay, cool. We went there. Jimmy Jackson was there, and then I was like, I might just hang around for a little bit and do some bum boy jobs for these guys. And that was pretty much it, man. I got stuck there for, like, the whole day.
Oh, wow.
I was like, damn, bro. But, yeah, it was a good catch-up. Been a minute since I seen my boy Jimmy. So, that was pretty much it. And then got home, had a feed, conked out again, And then I had to grow my missus because she made me sleep a bit too long.
Oh, do you need to stop? That's your fault. Don't. No. This is the second time we've talked about this.
It's a team thing.
No, it's not. It's your sleep.
I told her, I said, hey, don't ever let me ever sleep, okay? In the next minute.
We talked about this ages ago.
Useless. Useless. What about you, bro? What'd you get up to?
Man, I had a meeting in town. And ooh. Then I was like, you know what? I'm going to try that Sneaky Snacks.
Sneaky Snacks?
You had that Sneaky Snack?
Is that the burger place?
Yeah.
With the cronut?
Yeah. No. It's got a donut.
But it's a burger?
Yeah.
Did you try it?
No, it was closed. And I was angry. So I had to resort to just Lord of the Fries. Oh, that's my friend. That's his name. That's his nickname.
Oh, dear.
So, yeah, I caught up with my bro, Lord of the Fries.
How was he?
Nah, he's crazy, man. He just
crazy,
got out.
Man.
Okay, that's enough.
Oh, man.
Nah, yeah. There's a lot of, you've had Lord of the Fries.
Yeah, I had. But yeah. It's, like, pretty mid, right? Like,
yeah, it's mid. It's mid-ass. I had a Philly cheesesteak.
Yeah. It's alright, man. Was it on K-Root? Did you go on K-Root?
Yeah.
Should've went to the White Lady. Was it? That's across the.
No, that's my. I did it later on. Sorry.
After the.
Oh, you mean the food place? Oh. To just bring it on home with that.
You never want to need it to know until you heard it from.
Ah.
Bro.
No gabs though.
Today's out of the news. You know, we like a good theme park story, eh?
I like to go for a bit of a ride, skis.
Hey, don't worry.
Up and down.
Up and down, left and right.
Roller coaster.
Now, here's the thing. You know, we're very limited here in Aotearoa.
What we got? Rainbow Splash Gym. Planet.
Oh, does that count? Is that a theme park?
I don't know.
It's got
bumper boats, I think.
Okay, there you go. Rainbow's End.
Rainbow's End.
And that's it.
And the gondolos.
Rotorua.
Hey, okay. What about that one?
The Luge, I suppose.
The Luge?
Could be one.
Yeah.
But there's a new, there's going to be a new theme park being opened in Saudi Arabia. Ugh, Regan, have you heard of this?
Here. Okay, no. I have not heard about what's going on. What's
the theme?
Talk to me, son.
I knew when I read this.
Talk to me, sonny. I'm out. I'm already off. I'm heading over there right now.
Okay. The world's first ever Dragon Ball Z theme park is being opened soon. It's being created in Saudi Arabia. 5.3 million square foot. So it's huge.
Bruv.
Okay.
What the hell, man?
Are you excited, Reeks?
I don't got my hands up, bro.
Okay. So there's going to be...
Spirit bomb coming out.
There's going to be five major different worlds with five...
Oh, man.
Look at my bro Riggs, eh?
Five different worlds?
Okay, there's...
Holy
I'm going to send you the video. So five different rides in these massive worlds, and then the whole thing is themed around everything.
Bruh, what? Why hasn't this come out sooner?
I know, right? So, yes, so it's getting developed right now. It's cost a lot of money. So right now I'm looking for... It's multi-billion dollar in Qiddiya, which is... it's kind of in the desert. But, hey, man, it's a 40-minute drive from where the boxing matches are. Rider?
Gotta get fortified to invest some money in that, man.
Yeah. So overall, there'll be 30 themed rides within five worlds.
What kind of worlds? We're talking Dragon Ball?
They're all like the Kamea House.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, different ways like that.
Planet Namek.
Oh,
Mr. Popo's little...
There's also a plan to be a golf course there and multiple hotels to stay in.
The moolah is just raking in. Man, everybody's going to be there. Holy hecka. That's so good. So good. Oh, no, Gabby, though. No, Mr. Popo. No, Chosu, though.
Hey, you leave Chosu alone. You leave Chosu out of this.
Chosu. Okay. Oh, my gosh.
So there's a new Dragon Ball Z theme park being created in Saudi Arabia. And I'm going to go through a couple of the... just the vision that we've got so far for Regan. This is the first time he's seen it.
This can't be real.
So can you explain this to the people, please, Regan?
They got some sort of planet going on. Is that a cruise ship I see?
It's a cruise ship, man.
Oh, is that a dragon in the middle?
It's a dragon in the middle.
Oh, my gosh. And they've also got the, what's his name?
The bro that lives in that big...
Dali or Dali.
I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, the Namek stays with the Dragon Balls. Oh my gosh, what's that other house there?
Isn't that where they have a massive fight? Where they had the fight in the first Dragon Ball?
Damn, bro.
There's some more, man. Capsule Corp.
Capsule Corp and Kami House as well. Oh my, that looks like a little Planet Namek thing going on over there as well.
And the last one.
Oh,
you see, they have, there's a photo. It's like a big dragon that's like, I think it's like a drone, like a drone show.
Flying around, yeah. And it's got the Dragon Balls there as well. Oh, it's a massive ass light show of like the city.
It's going to be huge.
This can't be real life, man.
So I think, man, if there's any either time to move over to Saudi Arabia or go for a visit, wouldn't be that.
Around that time, man.
Yeah.
Jeez, how good.
Yeah. But, like, I've thought about it, eh? If there was, like, another theme park that was in New Zealand that was made that would bring people in, what would it be? My first thing is Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings, yeah.
There needs to be, like, a massive Lord of the Rings theme park.
Yeah.
People would come from all over the world to come watch it. Well, they should have done that before the movies came out.
Yep.
It would have made up so much
money. You're right, actually, because, I mean, what we got? We just got Hobbiton, just the set, right?
Have you been to that?
No.
Man, it's mean, but it's over in like an hour.
Oh.
You go, you hang out, you look at it, you see little trinkets, and then you go, okay, time to, that's it now. The bus is going to take me back now.
Stink. Yeah. Damn, okay.
What do you reckon?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of some.
What about, here's the one I thought too.
Go.
Bro Town.
See, now you're talking to me, man.
There was a Bro Town, you know, just not a massive theme park.
Yeah.
But just a park that's kind of like, you know, got a couple of rides here and there. It's called Get Off Me Out.
You can drive around the fork hoist?
Yeah. Oh, hey, yes.
Yeah, you can drive around on Mr. Bello's fork hoist.
And we're getting into that Albert news. We found out that there's a Dragon Ball Z theme park coming out in Saudi Arabia. But what other ones? What if there was something that was like, if that was a theme park, I'd definitely go to that. I think Mario was my one, and now they have one.
They have a Mario World, eh?
They've got two. They've got one in Japan and one in L.A.
Damn, bro. Yeah. Got some good spots, man.
Yeah, what would make you, Reese?
For me, I'm going to have to go with... a Forrest Gump theme park.
Okay. Hey. Yeah.
Yeah.
They have restaurants.
I don't want the shrimp stuff. I want to, you know, I want to go to Jenny's house.
Go to the bunk beds.
Jenny.
I want to go to the bunk beds.
I want to go to the Vietnam War.
You get shot in the butt tonks.
And I want to go for a run around America.
In the butt tonks.
And I want to eat ice cream.
Yeah. I've been to, like, it's funny, eh? Like, Fast and Furious would be pretty neat.
See, Fast and Furious would be a great one.
Yeah.
Because there's so many franchises you can go right from the house to... wherever they are.
That house is a real house.
Is it?
Yeah, and like people like do donuts outside the house.
Oh, come on.
Leave them alone. Imagine like
leave
buying
them alone.
Imagine like you buy a house, you're like, man, this house looks familiar. And you're like, wait a minute, and just pronounce, oh, wait, what? And then you figure it out. Yeah. I reckon a hip-hop land would be mean.
Hip-hop land. Damn, that'll be cool. Have a little 8 mile.
Yeah.
8 mile set. You can go and do some battle raps.
Oh, hey. Let's go to Atlanta, go to ATL.
Oh,
you
know,
just cool things like that.
Hip hop land would be pretty cool.
What about like someone's text through? What about the Walking Dead? Zombies.
That's what I'm talking about, man. Walking Dead would be an awesome theme park as well.
Cam has text through. There used to be a theme park here called Fort Rock Flats. Bring it back, but 10 times better. That is true. It was in Te Aratu.
Yes, we did discuss that a couple of months ago on the show, Once Upon a Time, man. But yeah, I do remember that. I think Tim was wising us up on that place.
I remember someone told me, and I go, lies, that's lies. And then I saw it. There's a video on YouTube, and man, it's like just like sheep.
It's pretty rough, eh, isn't it?
Because I think they thought like Fort Rock Flats was going to be it.
Turned into be a Willy Wonka of experience.
that would be another one. Yeah, it was a Willy Wonka. But if it was actually Willy Wonka, like,
yeah,
if it was a Willy Wonka, like actual chocolate factory.
You can lick the wallpaper. Mm. Have a snozberry.
Snozberry.
I want a golden goose. I want it now, Daddy. Sorry. And we're carrying on this Polyfest talk, man. Over the weekend, I got rizzed the hell up. These kids are built way different, man. It's different, you
talk
know.
Talk to me, Ken.
I'm talking about back in the days when, like, Cougar Boys was a thing, you know. They'd go to Polyfest, they'd be like, yo, hit us with your best pickup line. And I was like, yo, little ones here and there, they hit. But, man, I'm talking about this damn kid, okay? This one little kid, he's like, I was like, show us the Riz, man. For those who don't know, Riz is like charisma.
Yeah.
And it's pretty much, you know, show us your pickup line or show us how you'd finesse, you know, the person that you're trying to chase.
Mm.
And so this kid, he's like, I go, yo, show us the Riz, man. What does the Riz look like? And he's like, oh, nah, I don't have it, bro. That guy over there does. And he pointed at this other dude. And then I looked at the other dude. And the guy who was doing the Riz, he turned my face to, like, look at him.
Yeah, I did see that.
And I was blown away, man. I was blown away. I was like, damn, bro. I never experienced a pickup line like that before, man.
Damn, bro. Did it change your life?
Changed my life, man. Forgot I was over 30 years old for a minute there, man.
Yeah, it was.
And then it got me thinking, man, about asking people out, man. Like, the confidence these days on these kids are way more better than we were back in the days. You know, I remember, you know, passing notes around or asking a friend of a friend and taking a little trip down memory lane for your lovers and friends out there. Ludacris.
Hey.
Talking about the first time that you ever asked somebody out. You know, it's very strange. It's the first time you're ever gonna get rejected or get accepted kind of thing, right? Especially, like, from the person that you're trying to pursue. And yes, I remember when I first asked somebody out. I was back at school, and I asked one of her friends. I was like, "Oh, do you reckon you can ask your friend if she want to go out with me?" Bro, that girl came back with a message, and the message was, "Yep, she said she's gonna think about it." Bro, I never heard back.
She's still thinking about it. She's still like, meh, nah.
Was this the very first? Is this the first version of scene?
Yeah.
Is this like, I'll think about it. Didn't even get back to me, man. I'm still waiting, Patricia. What's the answer?
Text through, you know, give us a call, Patricia, and tell him no, straight up. Tell him no right now. Let him off.
I've had enough, man. What about you, bro? Do you remember asking somebody out for the first time?
Gee, man. I struggled, man. I struggled.
Yeah?
Yeah. Because it is one of those, oh, can you ask?
Yeah.
Can you ask your mate?
Was like, that your thing, though? Was it asking somebody?
I think a lot of people did that.
Yeah.
Man, for real. Everybody kind of did that.
Did you get a win on your first ask?
Hell
no.
Hell no. Hell nah.
That hurts, man.
I remember one time, me, and I was going to save this for another day, but yeah. I'll say it now.
Let me know, bro.
I was in primary school, and I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna give this girl a ring.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Hey, Keen, can we hold hands on the playground?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She looked at the ring and she laughed at me. And all her friends laughed at me. And from that moment on, I'm anti-marriage.
Oh, shut up.
Nah, that's a lie.
Damn you, Margaret. We're heading over to the text line real quick. Someone said, I asked this boy out during free text weekends, and I wanted to retract the message. Next thing, it didn't even send through because it was 12 a.m. on a Monday. Lucky you.
Here's the thing, Riggs. My story is not finished.
Oh, whoa.
I know you listen to the... I know you know who you are, that person that threw my ring away. Okay, because I know you listened and you said, hey, man, I like listening to you on the radio. Get the hell out of my life.
Oh, damn. Damn, bro. Thanks for sending out that message.
That's enough, bro. I need to go.
I got one last quick text to wrap everything up. 333's reckons, when I asked this hot girl out at the family reunion, big mistake.
We're today on the on Shaq's Got Backs, with Gabby being away, I've had to pick it up, you know. And, you know, looking through some of our emails we get, I didn't realise how many messages we
get.
It's crazy.
And, you know, some people, you know, we can't read them all, you know, so we have to pick the good ones because we only got one chance a week, really.
Yeah, and we don't want to be, and, you know, we respect you know, and we, the anonymity. We want to keep you anonymous.
Yes.
Indeed. Okay. Here we go. Today's Shaq's Got Backs. Okay, this is going to be an interesting one, Regan.
Yeah.
Okay.
Keep it clean.
No
laughing.
I will. No. Okay, here we go. I've been married to my husband, Brad. That's not his real name. Brad. Yeah. For 22 years, and we have 3 children, 16, 17, and 19.
Wow.
I've always thought that we've had a good relationship. He's an incredibly charming and funny guy. All my friends think that he's incredible. Because of how charming he is and how good he is with it, a lot of women... we've had a lot of issues over the years. A few years ago, he confessed to having an emotional relationship, nothing extra, with a co-worker, and that she got really close and they would have lunch together. He had to end things because she said that she loved him and was going to leave her husband for him.
What the hell, man?
Well, good on him for going like, nah, get away. So Brad was open with me, and but we did go for therapy for a little bit. Yeah.
Okay.
I thought things were going well until last week. All right, here we go.
Talk to me.
I had a Zoom call for some of the work that I do. My computer broke, so I asked to use his computer. He got it all set up for me. During the meeting, there was a link that was shared, and I clicked it. I opened the tabs.
Don't tell me, man.
It went to the site where you subscribe to people.
If you know, you know.
Yeah. So I clicked on the link. The profile was somebody from church.
What the hell? This is going all over the place. Yeah.
Now, if you know, you know. Okay, I don't want to go too much into it.
No.
Okay, from the messages, it isn't clear that she knows who my husband is. But there are some things said in there that made me go and throw up in the bathroom.
Throw up.
I haven't told my husband that I know. What should I do? Should I bring it up? Or should I let it go? Or should I just leave? Or is this an overreaction? She said. Okay, to break it down. A guy, his name's Brad. It's not his actual name. They just said, yep. Just put Brad in there. It sounds... Maybe it's a bit of a smokescreen.
Maybe it's Bradley. carry on.
So they have 3 kids together. They've been married for 22 years. This person, the wife, has gone onto his computer, seen that he is subscribed to a certain site. And that has a bit of saucy. The saucy site, the spicy sites. You know, one of them is, someone that went, that they go to church with. Yeah. And, there's multiple things here that are going on. But, she doesn't know how to react. Is this overreaction? Is it too much? It's a very hard conversation to have. Regan, what's your thoughts on this?
It's a hard one, eh, because they've been together that long.
What do you do? That's the thing. You figured it out. You found out about it.
Is it cheating? Is that cheating?
Is it? That's the question, actually.
I don't even know, man.
Is that? I think that's the ultimate. I mean, at the root of at the whole thing.
Yeah.
Is the question? The root question is. is it cheating?
I'm going to say have a conversation about it with this guy. He's already had on 2 occasions already. You know, he's got a little bit of play-upsy in him, you know? Got that little...
Is this play-ups, though?
Well, he had that first occasion with the work wife.
Yeah, but he said nothing. It said nothing happened. It was just a...
I'm just saying there's like a little history,
It's a little taste.
This guy's going down the wrong path. Maybe scare him a little bit. Hey, yeah. Give him a little taste of what it could be like. If you leave, something like that, maybe. You know what I mean? Like, pack your bags up, go to your liver, your mom's for a couple of months, and he watch his whole life fall apart. He'll be like, babe, I'm sorry, I'm never going to do that again.
Well, the kids are older, right? They're 16, 17, and 19.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, you can't just be like, I got to leave the kids. They're old enough, you can go, hey, you could make a choice.
Hey, your dad's playing up. I'm going to use them as a weapon. No, wait, what? Hey, see, no, hey, no, hey, laughing, sorry, no laughing.
Hey, that was you. You weaponized
those
kids.
My bad.
You made those kids weapons right
there. Sorry. I was talking from my past experience. Anyways, that's what I reckon. I reckon scare the bejeebus out of him just because he doesn't seem like he's, you know, he's...
Well, that's the other thing, too. It's someone they know.
Yeah, see, that's a...
That adds a whole new dimension to this. It's someone that they, oh, that's such and such from church. And she shouldn't be on that site.
That's what I think. Ask him about it, because maybe it's a thing of, oh, I needed to see this so I could take this to the elders and then get it kicked out of the church. Might be his reasoning. But I feel like if it is one of those things where he is guilty, just go away for a little bit. Teach him a lesson, because this guy's been in it for way too long, and it feels like maybe this is the first occurrence.
The Morning Shack, we're getting into Shack's Got Backs here.
Mm.
Talking about a wife that's in a bit of a predicament here. She caught her husband in the links. He had some spicy links in there, on his computer, and it found out that it was somebody that they knew.
Somebody that they knew from church, even.
Church of all places.
What the heck?
And, she doesn't know how to react to that. It's pretty... I mean, they've been together for a long time, for 22 years they've been together.
They've got three kids.
Yep, so there's a lot on the line here.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. I had my little thoughts in there. I said, you know what, just scare him.
Yeah.
Just scare him a little bit, you know. Reckon? Give him a bit of a warning. This is what can happen if you keep going down that path, boy. Let's head over to the text line.
Yeah.
Someone said, leave, sis. Just imagine what he's been doing for the last 23 years. Maybe he's just been really good for the last 23 years and we never knew.
Yeah, might be, man.
You know?
There's another text that's come through and said, can you share us the link? No, we can't.
What the hell, man?
This is serious business right now.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
$20. Oh, yeah, anyways, someone said, hit him up. If not, leave his butt or have some more therapy.
Yeah. It's either one or the other, right? You can't just let it slide, I don't think.
No, definitely got to chat about it.
That's a definite. You got to at least have a hard conversation
about
it.
Have a few words on there.
Here's a very interesting one. She should start small talk and say, "Do you know anything from church?" I mean, the person from church, sorry, has an OF page. One of the girls from church told me blah blah blah, and see his reaction just to get lol. Just to get from it, then confront him ASAP.
Yeah, see,
yo,
that could be it, man.
That is playing up. They said. If it was a celebrity, it might be a bit different. But it's someone that you know that's playing up. Doko.
Interesting. Some good takes there. But I think the main thing that we've been seeing here is have a chat. Have a chat and see where this lies with your relationship, okay?
So you reckon if it's a celebrity, it's all good?
Yeah, it is.
What if it's a celebrity you know?
Now, I have been seeing a couple of mentalists roaming around Auckland, doing some radio interviews and that. Nobody's come here to our station. And so I thought to myself, you know what? Stuff that.
Mm.
We're going to do it ourselves out here on the show.
Yeah.
We can read minds.
Yeah.
So I thought, let's take another trip down memory lane. Do anyone remember that little thing in your pocket and it used to be able to ask it 20 questions?
Yep.
And it should be able to figure out exactly...
I love that.
...what you're thinking about in your head, right?
Yeah, I used to do that all the time.
Well, I had one as well, and I was able to go online and find a 20-question guesser.
Yeah.
And so that's what we're doing right now. Okay. Timmy, you think of something in your head, keep it plain and simple, and then... we're going to answer these questions and see if it gets it right.
All right, man. Like right now?
Right now.
Right now? Okay, right anything, now. Right? Yeah. Can it be what?
Whatever you like.
What? Oh, okay.
Just try and keep it as simple as possible.
Okay,
nothing too crazy complex.
Gotcha. Yeah.
All right.
Ask me a question.
Is it classified as an animal, vegetable, or mineral, or unknown?
It's a person.
Okay. We'll go unknown?
Unknown? Yeah, sure.
All right. Is it heavy?
Yes.
Yes. Can you find it in a house?
Yeah, sure. It's a person. He lives in a house.
Does it bring joy to people?
Yes. Oh, man, this is getting interesting.
Is it usually warm?
Yeah. Humans are warm. Yeah, sure.
Question 5. Is it a purebred dog?
No.
No. Do you write on it?
No.
No. Is it manufactured?
No.
No. Would you find it in an office?
No.
Sometimes.
Sometimes this is good.
Can you get milk from it?
You can milk anything.
Yeah,
really,
well, you can get milk from.
No, say no for this one.
Why?
Because it's a male.
Oh, is it? Oh. Is it fragile?
Yeah, sure. This is gonna be fun.
Does it come with many varieties?
No.
No. Do you know any songs about it?
Yes.
Yes. Can it be used for recreation?
No.
Does it go inside of other things? All right. And we're trying to read Timmy's mind now. He has come up with a person at the moment. We're trying to guess who it is using the internet.
Okay.
All right.
Well, just before we went off air, we've done a couple
more calculations, all right? Yep. Here we go. Is your character real?
Yes, he is a real person.
Oh, okay. Here's another question. Is your character a YouTuber?
No, not a YouTuber.
Is your character a boy?
What did you say?
A boy.
Is he a boy? No, he's not a boy.
Is your character a sportsman?
You could say that, yes.
Yeah. Is your character linked with football? No.
No, not at all, no.
Is your character... What's your character in a gang? No.
It could be.
Is your character linked to a ball game?
No. Oh, getting closer.
Does your character wear a helmet?
No.
Is your character American?
Yes. Getting closer now.
Is your character from the WWE?
Yes.
Is your character a slime?
No.
No. Is your character related to pumpkins?
No.
No. Is your character being an education minister?
No.
Does your character have hair? Yes.
Yes, just.
Does your character have long hair?
No.
Oh, was your character wearing a cap most of the time?
Yes, who is it?
Does your character wear a green hat?
Yes. Damn, got me.
Oh, no. I'm thinking of John Cena.
It is correct. That's the present. Man, that took the longest. You'd be the worst mentalist of all time.
Damn.
Everybody knows I got a little bit of villain in me.
Oh, no.
I got a little bit of A. Sometimes I can be a bit of an A-hole.
Uh-oh.
But when this music hits, time for me to get extra.
How are we doing, bro? What's going on in your life, bro?
Okay, for those that don't know, I've moved into a new spot, okay?
Yeah.
It's underneath somebody else's house. It's like a little...
Got your little own bachelor pair kind of thing going on.
I wouldn't say bachelor. You know what I'm saying. If it came to just having my own space, it's down there.
Yeah.
They, upstairs, they have a... their moko lives with them.
Oh.
He's like, I think he's about 8.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, yesterday, I was just enjoying myself, watching some TV. You know, I have my door. It's all closed. Everything's there.
Yep.
Having a feed. I turn around and this damn kid is standing right there.
What the hell are you doing in my space, B?
Did a knock.
Who the hell do you think you are, B?
And he looked at me and he goes, "You have PlayStation 5. Can I play it?"
Oh! This is opening up the door.
Can I play the PlayStation 5? I said to him, "Hey, brother. I looked at it. I got a fright first and foremost.
Oh, whoa.
Holy hell.
Damn, how'd you get in there?
Mate. And I go, "You can't do that. You need to go back upstairs. Now, get out of my space. Go upstairs.
Uncle, don't come into Uncle Timmy's room again, boy."
And I've got my blanket on.
When I'm in my undies.
This is my undies. You don't just come down. I know this is the house that you live in,
but this is my pride rock.
This is my
elephant graveyard.
Yeah. This is me and my little hyenas.
Damn. So what you do? You told him, "Get the hell out of here."
Hey, brother. Nah. You gotta get back up, my bro.
Sorry, my bro. Because as soon as you let him play the game, he's gonna be in there all the time.
I know.
You got to set them boundaries,
eh? Yeah, I had to set it right there, right clean. get out of my space. Damn. Just talking about how I had to go Stone Cold Timmy Austin.
Damn, bro. Too
this
early
kid
on.
Just rocked up in my apartment.
The kids.
Them damn kids.
Too early, bro.
Man, I was just like, dude.
You got to teach them a lesson early.
I didn't even hear you open the door. That's it. Sorry, my bro. You got to get up out of here.
Sorry, brother. Get the hell on out of here, bro.
Hey, and I said, hey, I don't come into your room. You don't come into mine. That's how this works.
Poor kid wanted to play the PlayStation. Uncle Timmy said, get the hell on out of here.
Yeah, you take yourself and move. Get out.
I had enough. But yeah. You all right?
So, yeah, it got me thinking, hey, maybe I'm the bad guy on this one. But no, you know what? Nah, I'm not. I just say, nah. It's my space. You move. Lucky I wasn't here. Doing my Zumba in my undies.
Dang.
Or without my undies on. This is my area. I do what I want to do.
A lot of people in the text line saying, Timmy, you cold, bro.
Cold-blooded.
Should have at least let him play the game once.
Nah.
One time.
Nah. You give him you give him an inch, he'll take a mile.
Get a little taste, bro.
That's it. Hey, he's hooked.
That's it, man.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, the PlayStation 5's upstairs. Shh.